This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. About that Foundation for Excellence $70 million gift in Kalamazoo. Well, soon, maybe as soon as next week, the details will be presented to the Kalamazoo City Commission. The city manager and the mayor have been working with the donors to determine how this will all work. Some city commissioners have been expressing some real reservations about the gift since it was announced earlier this summer. Matt Melzarek is one of them. $70.3 million, that fills a budget hole for the city of Kalamazoo. It could mean lower property taxes. A recent survey showed 78% of the city's residents like the idea. So what are your concerns?
Well, the biggest concern is that it ties a third of our budget, a general fund budget, roughly $20 million, to the performance of the stock market. And what's important about this is, although city funds always are dependent on the economy, housing market, job market, the stock market is far more volatile on a year-to-year basis. So you're always going to have properties, and you're unlikely in 1 year to suddenly lose a third of your value in either the job market or the property value market. But in the stock market, you can literally have a year where you make no money on your investment or very little money. So what that means for the city is you could have very radical fluctuations in our revenue stream, which quite frankly, without protections put in place, could mean a $20 million hole in your general fund budget. And that's funding police and roads and absolutely vital services that cannot be cut. So I want to know how we're going to protect against, you know, what happens on a down year on the stock market, because we're going to be living a third of our general fund budget off of the stock market's performance. That's, you know, that's something we need to figure out how to protect ourselves from.
It's been suggested that there won't be any legal strings attached to this, but I've been wondering what happens if something comes up, the donors don't like it, and they can say, well, that's not what we meant that for. Might not be legal strings, but do they have influence over the commission now?
Well, over the next 3 years, I would say they have a massive amount of influence, because during the three-year bridge funding period, we need to have them donate $500 million or more to the actual foundation, or else our property taxes are going to go back up, and we're going to have a larger structural deficit than we do today. So certainly, you know, we can't be in any position to do something they don't overly like in the next 3 years, or I suspect, you know, you run the risk of not getting that $500 million.
How do you tell your constituents that concerns about public control of the city's checkbook and the city's priorities matter as much or more than lower property tax or avoiding a city income tax?
Personally, and as a commissioner, you know, I'm more concerned about keeping city control and doing the right fiscal thing. You know, I've had people tell me, you know, take the money, don't ask questions, and that's just not what my obligation is as
right.
a commissioner.
It's free money.
Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. I mean, the generosity is amazing. The willingness to step up and do something is, you know, absolutely wonderful and to be thanked. But at the same time, we really have to look at the nuts and bolts of the fiscal policy and understand, is this the right thing to do? It's very untested. It's uncharted waters. It truly will change the dynamic of how government is funded in a way that may have unintended consequences. So we absolutely have to think through as much as we can ahead of time and, to the greatest extent possible, know what we're getting into.
There's been a lot written about this, a lot critical written about this, that talks about private donors giving money to government when government should be taking responsibility for that. But private donors have been giving money or land to government entities, sometimes with strings attached, for as long as the country has existed. Is this any different, or what does make this different, if you think it is?
A few things. Generally, you know, donations come with strings attached. It's, you know, it's grant agreements. I work in nonprofit. I deal with grant money all the time. You're given money, you're supposed to perform X, Y, and Z for it. You have a contract and you do it. The notion of sort of here's money and do with it what you will, it lends itself to a lot of questions, because usually donations are for very specific things. And that's all spelled out, and there's transparency and accountability on the front end. So you know before you take the money what you're getting into. With this, you know, there's, as it's put, no strings attached or no legal strings attached, and I have no doubt that legally speaking, you know, there aren't going to be legal strings attached. But to have that sort of ambiguity attached to that amount of money, I mean, you're talking about $500 million in funding a third of the city's budget. You just have to think about a city staff, where their paycheck is being paid for by these, you know, a third of their paycheck is paid for by two to three individuals, say. You know, it puts any person, any employee in a mental space that sort of says, well, I work for that person. I mean, people aren't very apt to go against those that have funded their, you know, their livelihood.
Matt Milzarek is a city commissioner for Kalamazoo, which is debating the new $70 million Foundation for Excellence being offered to the city to help close a budget gap now and for the future. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.